and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Get in there. How are you doing? It's Cooper Nuno. Back after a week off, huh?
Back after a week off. You needed some me time.
I didn't. And do you know what? I barely got any me time.
Oh, no. God love you. What happened? What happened? Tell me.
I was gigging a lot. I didn't get much sleep. You know,
do you need another week off after your week off?
Do you know what? I could do it another week off.
Yeah.
Maybe some actual holidays.
Well, I was here all week, myself and Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you weren't here Friday.
Oh, I wasn't here Friday.
No.
But I was there for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And I had the lurgy as well, but I powered through and I'm not one to moan.
No, you're not. And you weren't one to moan this morning. In fact, you were empowered by something that was happening in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Una!
Listen up, girlos.
Oh,
I got something to say.
Okay.
Hold on a second now. I like to have something in my hand when I'm going to go on a rant.
Do you need anything from me from this? Do you need any sort of music or?
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Give me some inspirational music there. Oh, well done. Yeah. Okay. Listen up, girlos. As if we needed another reason for wanting to move to Spain. Sun, sea, siestas, and now, period leave for women. Spain are among the nations leading the way in women's healthcare. They are giving their employees 3 days paid sick leave every month without losing income. Lawmakers say the goal is to recognize menstrual health as a legitimate medical issue, not something people should push through in silence. Hear, hear. Come on. Clap, clap. Now, Ireland, we need to be getting our act together.
Go on, say it, sister.
Isn't it time we stop pretending that women aren't turning up for work feeling like their uterus is attempting river dance? Like, lads, the uterus does be banging. And not in a good way. Imagine how productive I'd be if I wasn't grumbling on the floor doing breathing exercises 5 days every month. Do you know what I mean?
I hear you, sister.
This is the way forward.
Preach.
Yeah. It's progressive, it's inclusive, and it's well overdue. Come on, Ireland. Let's stand with our sisters in Spain. God knows we're already doing the Lord's work. Hear, hear. Okay, I'm going to stand outside the doll, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have our placards and we're going to say together, give women... pay women for period pay once a month. Thanks very much. 3 days off. Sound. Thank you.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for a slogan there. Anyway, this needs to happen.
What was the slogan you came up with?
What was the slogan I came up with?
Give us what we deserve, basically. Yeah.
Our uterus does be banging, man, and not in a good way.
There you go. That should
be
the chant.
That should be the chant.
Our uterus does be
banging,
man, but not in a good way. Our uterus does be banging, man, not in a good way.
No, it's seriously like, I'm telling you something now. If that was the case, in Ireland, I would not be here today. I'm going to be down doing my breathing exercises now soon.
Well, you take all the time you need.
Thank you very much.
You know,
God love me. God love women.
You're absolute rock stars.
We are rock stars.
Yeah.
Where is that machine that I had before?
Which one?
The machine that you put around a man and
the period pain
simulator.
Oh, you want to put it on Donald?
I want to put it on both of you now.
I'm the one who's supporting you on this. Why should I have to come through it?
I just want you to feel the pain, both of you.
Hang on a sec. If I feel the pain, I take the days off as well then. Yes.
Oh, no, my friend. No.
Oh, yes.
That is in the... I am going to look for that because I know it's in the office somewhere. Oh, you're going to find that. You're going to be in pain.
I'm about to have a panic attack. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
So later on in the podcast, you're going to hear Una's manifesto because she has come up with an incredible speech for the government to allow those bits of time off.
It's days that are owed to us. We should be asking for a backlog. So of all the periods we've had and of all the periods we've had that we've come to work for, that we should be given 5 days in lieu. So you're talking, what, 5 by 12 is what? 14, 50 something. So so per year, back page to us. How about that?
Okay. I'm
take that to the doll.
5 multiplied by 12 is 60. You know.
60, right?
Yeah.
So 60 days per year for every year you have been working in the same place. We should be given days in lieu or paid for them.
So 60 multiplied by, how long have you been here? 20 years?
I have not been here 20 years.
1,200 days off.
1,200 days off, or just give me the money. Do you know what I mean? Just show me the money. I've come to work in pain, bent over a desk, having to look at you, having to listen to you, and keep stum.
I hope nobody just jumps into the podcast at that point. I've been here with you, bent over a desk.
Stop the lights. Oh, you're such a pervert. You are such a pervert. Don't you be thinking about me in ways like that. You absolute creep. Oh my God.
Oh, we keep it in. Oh my God, I think my glasses are going to fall off.
Oh, yuck.
Anyway, here is our survey says from this morning. You pervert.
T to the O to the N to the A to the L to the Donald, how are you?
Not bad. I've got a broken toe, but apart from that, yeah, not bad.
Always has to make it about himself.
Well, you did ask. You asked the question.
I just said, how are you?
Yeah.
How do you know it's fine. Broken? Did you go to the doctor?
A nurse came around to take my dad's blood and she went, yeah, that's broke. I went, oh, right, okay.
Aww.
Oh, give over. Anyway.
Do you have a bandage fake on it?
Sympathy.
Which toe is it? Is it your big toe?
The one left of the pinky toe on my right foot. Oh. So, like, not the middle, but, you know.
Oh, that's a strange toe to break.
Yeah, I just kicked the stairs by mistake. There you go.
Oh, sore dose.
Definitely.
Yeah. We've all been there. Many a time.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever broken a toe, thank God.
This you probably have. You just, we've broken.
But I'm a woman, so I plow on anyway.
Anyway, survey
anyway,
says...
Go.
The bounce part.
According to a study, 16% of people bring this up on a second date. What is it?
You know the way we just kind of left things off at a kiss the last time?
I didn't even think of the way that was worded, but there you go, yeah.
You're welcome.
They bring it up on a second date.
Yeah.
Is it showing them your scars? Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's a good kind of like conversation.
Here, look at me broken toe.
Mine goes up easy because I've got a broken head. But they notice it before I have to say anything.
Oh.
But no, it's not the answer, Cooper. It's a very good guess.
It's a great guess.
Okay, so they bring this up on their second date. Is it the obvious one, like the X?
Oh, that's a good shout. Some people bring it up on the first date. It's not the answer, no. Talking about the ex.
It's a red flag, unless it comes up naturally and they have nice things to say about their ex.
Or it's your ex is the server in the restaurant.
Oh.
Have you got I thought you had the kids tonight.
So how do you know each other? Yeah, no, it's not exes, no.
Okay. Great guess, Una.
Thank
good,
you.
Yeah, really good guess. Okay. All right, we need some actual guesses, though. 087-1102-107. The question is...
According to a study, 16% of people bring this up on a second date. But is it?
All right, let's have a look at these guesses for this question.
According to a study, 16% of people bring this up on a second date. What is it?
Is it Darryl? Not from Larry.
So for those of us who know what Larry said, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, Larry, it's not. But lovely guess. We had to beep him out. He said a very rude word.
No, it's very good guess.
Yeah.
Her broken toe.
Oh, yeah, Donald said he broke his toe.
I did, yeah.
And no sympathy.
Yeah. I feel for him because I have broke my toe before and it is nasty.
God, someone does. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I'm probably the only person that feels sympathy for him right now, but
yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You are here, yeah.
As for what you ask on a second date, would it be to the one kids, to the one to get married? I don't know. No idea. Because people's topics can range from one thing to the next on their first and second date. So I'm not sure. Oh, how much they earn.
Oh.
Right. Bye.
Do you know what that, that was like reading a WhatsApp from Una? Una will ask me a question, then she'll have a full conversation with herself and then come to a conclusion. And then I'll just say, all right. I don't know what the guess was.
No, it's income, I think, basically. I'd say, okay. Income. It's not the answer.
Let's get one more.
Hi, is 16% of people bring that up in terms of how many people they've slept with on the second date. Owen and Monaghan.
Oh, no, so no, is it the body count?
The body count,
whoa.
Yeah. It's a good guess. Second date, no, maybe not. But it's not the answer, no.
Okay, we need the answer.
The answer is 16% of people bring up meeting the parents on a second date. It must be if it's going
oh,
well.
Oh, God.
Second date in.
Cringe.
Yeah.
You'd run a mile. Sorry. unless
some people
it was
are
like...
close friends with the mum and dad. Oh, you know, one or the other.
Huh? I'm all close right, friends with my mum and dad.
But like...
No, the in-laws, you lunatic.
What?
What?
on a second date, right, if they said, come on, let's meet the parents.
Yeah.
That's too soon. That's a flag. It's an orange flag. It's or it's a nick.
Are you on my tier?
Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
What rhymes with the word speaker?
Beaker.
Creeper. All right. Right, it's a fun game. And we had Sarah from Loud on this morning who was calling me at my notions.
Oh, yeah. She had the cut of your jib. She had you clocked from the minute she came on air. And she wasn't afraid to tell everyone about it.
I think people are waiting with bated breath to wonder, because I know messages came in last week and did you buy a frost shield? Because it wasn't here and we had frost last week. So I just want to know, how did you fare out?
I fared out fine with a kettle.
All right, so no.
No frost shield. No, not
never
yet.
Never going to happen. Just a little bit, no, all of it. If you've never played Rhyme It, it's simple and straightforward. We give you a word, and then you've got to take that word, and every question we ask you rhymes with that word. And that's how we play Rhyme It. And playing this morning is Sarah in Louth. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Good
morning.
How are you doing today? You all right?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Grant, back in it today. What classes do you teach? What ages are they all?
They're about 10 and 11.
Oh, that's not too bad. Getting them all prepped for first year and stuff. Well, in yeah. another year or two. That's kind of cool. Have you banned 6, 7 yet?
I want to.
Tell me, Sarah, you had afternoon tea yesterday. Can you describe some of the fancies you had?
It was actually lovely, and I was with someone who doesn't really eat that much afternoon tea, so I essentially had two afternoon teas.
Oh, nice. Go on. Tell us.
It was lovely. Chicken sandwiches, egg and brioche, chocolate pudding things, lovely scones.
Lovely.
Was there no cucumber sandwiches in
there? Oh, that's vile.
Oh, God, no.
What's wrong with you? Cucumber sandwiches?
I'm typical of you to come up with that now, Cooper.
Isn't it, Sarah? Isn't it?
Cucumber sandwiches are delicious.
Hello? Oh my God, no they're not. If I got a cucumber sandwich at an expensive afternoon tea, I'd be saying, hooey, where's the chicken and stuffing? Thank you.
Chicken and stuffing at an afternoon tea?
Yeah.
Where are you going for your, like in an alleyway?
What do you mean?
You're having an afternoon tea in an alleyway off the back of a bin or something.
Sarah, did you have chicken and stuffing sandwiches yesterday in your afternoon tea?
I did, yeah.
Now, Cooper, you know where you can shove the
whole... alleyway. Well, you can have afternoon tea off the back of a bin. All right, do you know how to play Rhyme It this morning, Sarah?
Oh, I think so.
All right, okay.
Sarah, are you still in bed? You're just like, yeah.
I am half asleep, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Good, so it's not me then. Sarah, all right, we're going to give you a word now, and you got to rhyme every single question. every answer that we give you with that word. Sorry, I just coughed down the microphone to you. Sorry. Here's your word.
Your word is ghost. G-H-O-S-T. Ghost.
Okay.
Got it? All right.
Your 30 seconds start now.
When you raise your glass at a wedding, there's usually I'm really good at reading the news, but I don't want to... What?
I have no idea.
My mum always cooks so great.
Roast.
The beach isn't inland, it's on the... A parasite takes nourishment and shelter from there. I prefer bacon on bread rather than this.
Toast.
I have a present I need to send in the...
Post.
If I'm having people around
time
to my
house... Ooh. It's a high score for the start of the week. You got 6. You would have got 7 only for your past on. I'm really good at reading the news, but I don't like to...
Boast.
Oh, well, wouldn't have gotten that one.
No.
6 is pretty decent.
It's pretty good. It's going to be hard to beat, but I reckon it could be best. Then again, maybe not. Maybe people will be as good as you during the week now, Sarah.
Who knows?
I'm still thinking about his cucumber sandwiches, the weirdo. Anywho's.
I wouldn't expect that now. It's probably pate as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's your favourite chips there, Cooper?
Chips with
go on.
What do we call it? Parmesan on them and truffle oil.
Truffle oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Saying that, I curry cheese chips last night. So
yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have a better stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah. So, good common man.
All right. Good luck to you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah. That was great.
All right. If you want to come on and have a go at abusing me, and also play Rhymus or whatever game it is that we play right now. 087 1102 107. Curry cheese chips in. It was absolutely savage. I'm a man of the people.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
The hoop.
I beg your pardon?
Are we still rolling?
Yeah, we are now. I think it just came in as me hoop.
All right, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, nothing wrong with cucumber sandwiches, just because you don't like flavour.
There is no flavour to a cucumber. It literally tastes of water. It tastes of tap water. It's disgusting. Like, why would you put tap water in a sandwich? It's going to make the raw bread soggy anyway. And you're mixing that with butter? You're a weirdo.
Yeah, I think I'm going to write into Auntie Una. So if you've got a problem, we're not guaranteed to solve it, and that's why we do Auntie Una on a Monday.
Only perverts eat cucumber sandwiches.
Oh my God.
God.
Mondays is time for Auntie Una to help somebody out. If you're looking for a little bit of help, Una's here for you.
Always, we listen and we don't judge.
There you go. That is the motto, and will be t-shirts available on our merch store really, really soon.
Sure thing.
Okay. Who's looking for help this morning, Una?
A demented listener in Leash.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, Auntie Una. Please help before I fake my own disappearance into the Sleeve Blue Mountains.
Oh, going over.
Okay. Yeah. That is a strong introduction. My older brother's new wife is coming to stay with us for a week over Christmas. When I say I'm allergic, it's the understatement of the year. This woman is without doubt the biggest snob I've ever encountered. You'd swear she was the queen of Dalkey when really she's from outside Navan. She makes my brother take off his shoes and wear slippers in the house and tells us how awful it is that we all wear our shoes in the house because of germs. Last year she gave Mam a dehumidifier because she said our house has... Excuse me. Our house had a smell of... lived in.
I want this person as a friend.
She's your first cousin. She also made a big song and dance that I used Bisto as the gravy and didn't make it from scratch. And she seemed horrified when we didn't have a charcuterie board. She honestly really rubs me up the wrong way. And I was hoping they'd go to her parents' house this year. Oh, and last year, she had the audacity to light a stick of incense in the bathroom after I had used it. Demented listener in Leash. Oh, wow.
Oh, there's so much to take from that.
So much to take from that.
Kamir, that whole thing about shoes in the house, though, I think after last night, I think I'm not allowed to wear shoes in the house anymore. I brought in half of a pitch of GA pitch in with me because I didn't take my shoes off and I got mud all over the carpet. I was on my hands and knees with the carpet cleaner last night.
But your carpet cleaner is a robot called Eva.
Yeah, but...
you know, your robot, that does all the housework for you.
Let's get to helping this person. not to your jealousy that I've got a robot that cleans me carpets. Eva was absolutely furious with me. She's like, bleep, 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 bleep.
Okay, so going back to our demented listener.
Yeah.
You gotta tell her to wind her neck in. You know, we can't all be Michelin starred.
Can you be that direct, though? You've got to keep the peace. Do you know what I mean? Or do you make a do you make it that direct? So then you just have that awkward kind of like situation with your potential in-law then for the rest of your lives, or do you make light of it and take the complete mick out of it?
Or you just double down and be like, "Oh, you only eat organics, gas." we only eat what's on special. Do you know what I mean?
We only eat what's on special. We only eat discounted meat.
I don't know. That is very difficult. I mean, I would say get to know her and find some level ground, because I'd say this person could be very funny. Yeah. Going around lighting incense after someone has... I mean, that is so passive aggressive. That is such a you thing to do.
Oh, we light it before you go in. We preempt it.
Oh, your one is coming. Quickly. Light the candles.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What should this person do? Is it an in-law or is it a girlfriend?
It's an in-law. It's her older brother's wife is coming and for Christmas.
Well, she's obviously got a couple of quid. Like, buying a dehumidifier ain't cheap. Like, they're a bit spendy, like.
They're spenny.
Yeah.
But imagine saying to someone, here's a dehumidifier because... you know, there's a smell of lived in.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, she got big old kahunas.
Has she?
Maybe that's what you know what I mean?
Okay, 087-1102-107. What should they do? Auntie Una, this morning the message was absolutely wild and a big reaction coming in on 087-1102-107.
It's from a demented listener in Leash who is writing about her sister-in-law is coming to stay for Christmas and she's absolutely raging because she says this woman is without doubt the biggest snob that she's ever encountered. She thinks she's Queen of Dalkey. She makes her brother take off her shoes when she's going into the house. She bought her mama dehumidifier last year because she said the house had a smell of lived in. And she was horrified when they didn't have a charcuterie board, etc, etc. So this lady is just raging that she's coming to stay again and she wants to know how to handle the situation.
Messages coming in on 087-1102-107. Also from Leash is Gavin. Good morning, Gavin.
Hi, Gav.
Well, lads, it's crack.
Do you have a charcuterie board in Leash?
No, I tailed about 6 months ago. I didn't know what it was, so...
I don't actually know what it was. Like, you told me what it was.
A charcuterie board?
Yeah.
That's lies.
No, it's not, because it happened on the radio, and I said, what's a charcuterie? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Don't try and underplay your notioniness now. The whole country knows exactly what you're like with your gravy boats and your Parmesan truffle oil chips. So don't try and say now that you don't know what a charcuterie... Anyway, Gav, what do you think that this girl should do?
Well, my thing would be, it's her house. It's her rules. You won't go into a shop and tell someone how to do their job. So you can't go into someone else's house and tell them how to live either. So
she should be like, listen, don't take your shoes off when you're coming into my house. Leave those shoes on. Bring the muck in. That's the way we live our lives.
You can take her shoes off if you want, but you can't judge other people for leaving their shoes on.
Yeah, you're right, Gav. You're right.
Or
yeah.
Switch it up. It's like if she does take her shoes off, you say, look at your manky feet. Put your shoes back on, you absolute sicko. What have you got,
wash the floors just before she comes in and let her get her feet wet or something.
Yeah. Go on, Gavin. Let her have it.
Nice one, Gavin.
Cheers, buddy. Look after yourself.
Wash the floor, wash the plate. That'd be a good one, too.
Yeah. Slip and slide. All right, look after yourself, buddy. Cheers.
Bye.
There you go. Here we go.
Hey, Cooper and Una. I think that sister-in-law just needs to calm down, as in give her a chance, and over time, she'll just... maybe she'll mellow a little bit, but I'd make fun of her little snotisms just for crack and turn it all around on her, and hopefully you'll all be laughing about it at the end of the day.
Snotisms. I love that.
Hi, Una. I think that they should start giving a sympathetic look every time this one comes out with something notiony. And then if she ever asks why, just say, oh, sorry, dear. Your notions are showing.
Nothing like
what I do to you every day.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but like, you genuinely have more notions than I do.
That is such a lie, and everyone knows it's a lie. What notions? You were always having dig at me for being common.
Oh, as muck, like.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. As muck.
You're as common as the muck that I brought in and got on the carpet yesterday.
Oh, shut up, snooty pants.
Great
this
comeback.
Is brilliant. This is brilliant.
Go on.
Louise and Cavan says, here, tell that yoke to calm her ditties. Oh.
If you're looking for advice from Auntie Una, you know what to do. 087-1102-107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go,
go. I think it's something I look forward to every day is just doing this podcast where you're delirious from the tiredness and lack of, I don't know, blood sugar or whatever's going on.
I've eaten too many cough sweets
and the tiredness mixed with that and just everything else, I just feel delirious. Like,
there's a lesson to be learned now. This is what too many cough sweets does to your body.
What have I been saying all day? I'm just not with it. My brain's not working, or it's just going too fast and I can't keep up with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. we were talking about that, the time that you've conversations with yourself on WhatsApp to me. I was off last week and a WhatsApp came in from Una and it was a question, and then you just started having a discussion with yourself on different lines, and I just sat there and I was having a coffee with Lisa at the kitchen table. I'm like, will you watch this now?
You showed Lisa.
She's like, what's she messaging for? You're off on holidays. I'm like, I know. And it was coming in, and then you resolved your issue that you had with yourself.
Great. I use you as a sounding board. You don't say anything back to me, but then by the end of the conversation I'm like, alright, yeah, that's good, I've sorted that out in my own head. Bye.
I'm your little kind of therapy app.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Once you see the blue ticker, you know I'm listening.
Maybe not replying though.
With a thumbs up.
So passive aggressive.
Hey, here's truth or trash.
Truth or trash.
Okay, truth or trash. It's a fun game. It's where we get facts and we have to try and convince each other that our fact is true. So, Donald, go for it, man. What have you got for us this morning?
So, I'm a celeb. Watching it, loving it. Ruby Wax is in there from America. But Ruby Wax is a recognised wizard.
Is that your fact?
This is my fact, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not just me generally talking, yeah.
Mm. As in she's gone to wizard school?
She's recognised as a wizard.
She's recognised as a wizard? As a wizard?
You're a wizard, Ruby.
Like, are we talking like, you know...
Seventh son of the seventh son?
No.
Are they not wizards?
A wizard... Son? What do wizards do?
They wear funny hats.
They wear funny hats.
They get their wand out and whittle it around.
Oh, do you mean like magicians? Yeah.
Right. I am going... No, trash. Trash.
Lock it in, Una.
Locked.
Yeah.
Okay. A bit slow and you're locking it in there. I'm going to say yeah. Well, I'm going to lock that in, that she is a recognised wizard.
Okay. It is, yeah, true. She was initiated into a Russian sect as the first Jewish person to be made an honorary wizard.
There you go, Neil.
Okay.
Ruby Wax.
Go on, Ruby.
She's very funny on I'm a Celebrity, and it's so funny, like some people who aren't getting her humour.
Yeah, the American style.
No, it's her sarcasm. It's nothing to do with
she is sarcastic.
It's really, really good. All right, you ready for it?
Yep.
You may be thinking, that the world has gone soft. Wouldn't you be thinking that? Tiptoeing around people and not wanting to offend or hurt somebody's feelings. But think about the poor people of Iceland. Now telling them to sleep tight until the bugs bite. Put that back or the man will tell the cops. No monster in the closet. No Sandman under the bed. No more if you don't go to sleep, Mary, and the walls will start screaming. Because in Iceland, it's illegal for parents to discipline their children with scary stories about fictional characters.
Illegal.
I love that one. Mary in the walls is going to start screaming if you don't go to sleep.
That is actually terrifying, though. That is terrifying.
Who's Mary? Why is she in the walls?
Yeah.
Is it just fictional stories? You could say Terry from next door will come round and he'll scream instead.
No, just fictional.
Just fictional.
Yeah.
Oh, see, they're a known country for good stories, though, as well. I'm going to say true.
But it's illegal.
Yeah, but I mean...
Okay.
I don't think so, though.
I'm going to say true.
Are you both locking that in?
I'm trash.
You're trash. True, yeah. Okay. It is true. In Iceland, it's illegal for parents to discipline their children with scary stories about fictional characters. There you go now.
Yeah. No way.
Well, my four-year-old is terrified of Bridget's cross.
Why is Bridget so cross?
Yeah, why? When he pointed at Bridget's cross and said, what that? And I was like, that's Bridget's cross. Why is Bridget cross? Why is Bridget cross at me? He's terrified. So we had to take all the Bridget crosses down and also a picture of the Sacred Heart as
is
well.
Is he terrified of Turner and Harold as well?
What's Turner and Harold?
Harold's cross. Turner's cross.
Oh, God. Okay, so... That's so bad. My fact. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
An influencer in Kildare has claimed that she has earned €200,000 in the past 5 months
by selling recordings of her farts to people with a fetish. Her company is called Eish Nagriha. Listen to the wind.
Lovely.
Eish Nagriha.
Hope that this is true.
Yeah.
Because nothing gives me more joy of when Una sends me WhatsApp voice notes of her children farting.
They're not actually farting. They're doing fart noises.
Still brings me joy.
Oh, yeah, it's so funny.
You're like, do catch a fart. Only your...
Oh, we have great fun.
I don't think this is true.
Why not?
Because there's Anna, there's no more from column or B. It's either a fact or it's not. So I'm locking it in that this is trash.
Yeah, I think it's trash. Yeah,
that an influencer in Kildare has earned up to €200,000 in the past 5 months.
Yes,
and selling recording good for farts
and the name of the company
and the name of the company as well.
Eish Nagriha.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
So,
all right, what you saying?
Trash.
Yeah, it is trash. Yeah. She's earned €400,000. No, I made it up. But you thought the name that I made up was quite clever. Eish Nagriha.
Eish Nagriha.
Listen to the wind.
Is that right?
Yeah. I will. Eish just listen. Gwiha is, I think it's wind. I don't know. I'll have to research that. Yeah.
Unlike the fact that you didn't research.
Yeah. Well, I had my phone.
Eish Nagriha. Very good. Yeah. I love that.
Thanks.
That's really good. I would actually buy into that.
Yeah. Let's start our own company.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of jars to fill. So.
Oh yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Sorry, just thinking about my windy thing from earlier.
What?
What? What? Are we rolling? Sorry. Yes. Oh, sorry. I was just thinking in my own head about the... I really enjoyed my fact that was made up today, Eish Nagriha, which actually, if you think about it, could become a company, right?
Mm.
Where... maybe not me, but you do windies and we record them and sell them on to people. Because there's people with fetishes out there and we can call it Eish Nagriha. Eish Nagriha Stephen. Or else just call it Cooper's Farts. Do you know what I mean? And see, like, because people are getting well paid for farting these days. So why don't you make some money out of it?
There, all the little blue ticks there. That's what it's like having a conversation with you. Anyway, what would you say to yourself? A little bit of advice. Your younger self, what would you say?
What would I say to myself?
No, I'm just going into the clip here now.
Oh, right.
I heard enough from you.
This is kind of nice. I want to ask you about this, all right? So Daniel Radcliffe has reached out to Danny McLaughlin, who's playing the young Harry Potter in the new series that they're currently making. And he's done something which is kind of unique. Imagine being able to just like reach out to your younger self and give yourself a little bit of advice. Because he sent a letter to little Dominic saying... you'll have a great time being Harry Potter and even maybe a better time than I had. So it was kind of like nice advice, you know, enjoy it and this, that and the other. So it kind of got us thinking, what if you could send a letter to Una or yourself?
My younger self?
Yeah, your younger self. What would you say to your younger self? Be it an advice or just maybe a good joke? embrace farts and lift. They're funnier than you think.
Well, I've always embraced farts. And
this is very true.
Yeah.
So what would you say? 087-110-207.
I would say, Una, he's not mysterious. He's just thick. And listen to yourself.
I'm trying to think about who you're talking about.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh.
Why would I ever think you're mysterious? You absolute looter.
Sure, if you don't break your neck when you laugh like that, Mrs. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, and step away from the tweezers. God, step away from the tweezers. You regret it for the rest of your life.
Why? What did you do with the tweezers?
I balded myself during the noughties brow era.
So you balded yourself?
I balded my eyebrows.
Oh, your eyebrows.
My eyebrows. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with the tweezers there for a moment. I'm like, let's go to a clip.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So that's me.
So step away from the tweezers and what was the other bit?
He's not mysterious. He's just thick.
Okay. Yeah. 087-1102-107. If you could be like Daniel Radcliffe, and or if you're just like Harry Potter, you could reach back to a younger Harry Potter, what would you say to yourself? What would be that one piece of advice or something funny that you would say to your younger self? Because you could trick yourself. I'd be like, these are the lottery numbers for this date as well.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
To hell with, like, don't pluck your eyebrows. Pluck them all you like. 087, 102 and 07. We were talking about Daniel Radcliffe off of, you know, Harry Potter, and he had the opportunity to send a letter to the young fella who's playing young Harry Potter, Dominic, and he gave him a little bit of advice, a few wise words, and it was kind of like, imagine being able to actually send a message to your younger self. I know we've all kind of dreamt of it in the past, of like, geez, what would it tell me younger self?
Say no more often.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with an Irish goodbye.
No, there's nothing wrong with an Irish goodbye.
Best thing ever.
Yeah.
Lisa was away at a school reunion there at the weekend, and she wished she had an Irish goodbye. Because it was kind of like, all right, I'm going to head now. 20 hours later on, she's still saying goodbye to everyone.
Yeah, no, actually, awkward.
Absolutely amazing time. But what advice would you give your younger self?
Itching powder on the sheets.
I have so many questions. Itching powder on the sheets.
Why?
I don't know. Who's it for? What's it all about? Who are you getting revenge on? Is more my question.
And tell us why. What's the revenge for?
Yeah.
087-1102-107. I'm intrigued.
All right, keep them coming. Daniel Radcliffe got the opportunity to, I suppose it was up to him if he wanted to send it off, but he did it. Sent a letter to the guy who's playing the young Harry Potter in the new TV series, Dominic McGlynn. And he's just like, here. Here's a little bit of advice. You're going to have fun. You'll probably have a better time than I had at it. And it was really, it's kind of really cool that you can actually send it to your little self. So it got us thinking, like, what would you say to your little self if you could send a little message? WhatsApp's on 087-1102-107.
My advice to myself as I was younger, listen to those that have experience in life, mm-hmm. and keep away from the bikes.
Keep away from the bikes. They'll break your heart. Actually, do you know what? I probably will go with that. Don't listen to your mother. Get as many tattoos as you want.
Oh, look at you. You rebel, you.
Well, it's like I waited too late. Not too late. I just waited till like only the last few years to get tattoos. And then off the back of that, my mum goes, well, I'll get one as well then. I'm like, geez, we could have done this when I was younger.
That's very cute.
Yeah, isn't it? She's like, I'll get a tattoo. Take pictures, and not just of your face, your knees, also your metabolism and your hairline, it fades. That's from Tom and Leash. Oh my God.
Why would you be telling your younger selves that?
Stop. Actually, I would say when you're going out, keep your phone in your pocket. Just keep your phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
Do you know? Nobody needs to see pictures of your food.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I was like, why would you keep your phone in your pocket? Why would you put it in your bag? Like, what's he saying?
If I could give one piece of advice to anybody, it would be like, stay away from the DJ. He's there for a reason. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Come on.
Oh, look at your man again. Oh, you wreck my head. I am a top DJ. I know the music. Don't ask me for anything because I know best. I'm the best. Sorry.
You got any advice for your younger self there, Una?
I told you. Keep away from the tweezers. Put the tweezers down. You'll destroy yourself.
Please do. You should need to get Una a time machine.
I'm a top DJ. Jesus.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
All right, Snuffles.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I know it's disgusting here in the Snuffles, but I can't help it. I'm a human being.
You've changed.
And I have bodily functions.
Oh, so it's okay for you to have bodily functions, not me.
No, you just have too many bodily functions at the same time every day. 10 past 10.
So you want to get Ireland to jump on board with what Spain are doing?
Yeah, so Spain are giving female employees 3 days paid leave per month for period pain. So I think Ireland should go one better and give us 5 days. Yeah. And also, I want back pay. I want to be reimbursed for every day I've come into work with excruciating period pain. So I think that everyone should sign the petition and bring it to the Dáil and the Seanad and have it passed into law and get some money and get some holidays. We deserve it.
Preach.
Anyway, this is the bit that went out on there. Have a listen. If you missed it, actually, just around 7:30, Una brought us this incredible story, which is coming from Spain, which they're looking at a new law to allow people with debilitating period pain to take medically certified time off without losing any income, which is absolutely fantastic. It'll cover up to 3 days a month. And you're all about this, Una.
All about this. Yeah. So I have a manifesto.
Okay.
That I'm going to put it to the test of.
Okay.
And it's called Una's Menstrual Relief Plan that I am going to go to the Dáil with.
Okay.
Because if Spain can do it, so can we.
Yeah.
Spain have become the first country in Europe to approve paid menstrual leave for 3 days a month. I think we can do better, guys.
I think so.
I think we can do it. We can go for 5 days leave. Yeah. We want a national hot water bottle allowance. Workplace chocolate amnesty. Free chocolate provided by the company. Men should also suffer and be hooked to a period pain simulator once a month.
Oi.
Just for some empathy training. Free pajama day allowance where we can wear pajamas to the shops, work, school and not be judged. Menstrual rage insurance. Carte blanche.
Menstrual rage insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Carte blanche to snap at your co-workers and not get in trouble. And if someone asks you if you were on your period or due your period, they should be fined €500 and issued 6 period points. And I just want to say, I love ladies.
Oh. Keep it in. All right. Yeah, bring it. Absolutely love that. That's fantastic.
It is fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Frightened to criticize it, to be honest with you.
I'll say something. Try it.
Absolutely not.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I think you have to press the record button.
The record button's on now. Thanks very much.
Sorry, just tell you how to do your job.
Did you just mansplain how to record into this?
Yes.
I was recording, but it just wasn't recording, but I fixed it.
You fixed it. Well done. Excellente. Anyway, that was fun.
You enjoyed it, yeah?
I enjoyed it, yes.
Grand.
I did.
All right, let's go into a meeting now for the next 2 hours and plan tomorrow's show.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10am on iRadio. No, nothing.
So it's peace.